the Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. It ain't working for the weekend, but it is Lover Boy, and I hope you're loving this big show. We got Fancy Brian here, well, right here on my screen. I guess you're zooming in from Waukesha, down there at WAUK 540 AM and the Shaw 101 FM. I got Evan here in Madison for the very last time. This is the very last broadcast originating from the Devil Radio Studios ever. Because we're moving this weekend, man. We got better, bigger digs. We're like doubling our square footage. The mothership, it will be like the Enterprise. It will be enormous. We're going on a strange new mission to seek out new super cool political topics. And take your calls at 844-967-2789. But Fancy, a little bit more of the reporting over at the Journal Sentinel, talking about the false elector story. In response to a lawsuit brought by Jim Troupas, again, he was the attorney the cheese bro guy was emailing with, you know, putting together the false elector plan. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court ruled against Trump an hour before the Electoral College met. That was the fraudulent Electoral College and the legitimate Biden electors. Wisconsin's Republicans met as electors, even though the court had found the state's 10 electoral votes belonged to Biden. The decision was 4-3, with Brian Hagedorn joining the court's three liberals. Now, here's what Feehan said on the podcast. Again, the unfortunate podcast appearance in retrospect.
He released a podcast a month afterwards, but he may have recorded maybe days afterwards.
Well, the mood was one of excitement up until we heard the result of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court ruling. Well, that seems like a confession to me. You knew that all the legal channels had been exhausted, yet you were acting and claiming now as a legal defense that somehow this was just a precursory, just a, you know, a procedural move to hold open the options. There were no options. They had been exhausted an hour before you made this vote, and you were deflated a little bit more. The conservative judge, Justice Hagedorn, sided with the liberal justices and denied the lawsuit that was heard on Saturday. So, of course, that was deflating to everybody in the room because, you know, to see Hagedorn choose to side with the liberal justices was something we didn't know that would happen. They were still hoping by, what, a 4-3 going the other way that the electors would be awarded to Trump? I mean, literally, in the state of Wisconsin, it was a one-justice vote differential. But anyways, here's what the state Republican Party is now saying. Anna Kelly, a spokeswoman for the state Republican Party, downplayed the secrecy surrounding the event. She noted that 3 days before the meeting, Troupas included a footnote in a filing to the state Supreme Court that said the Republicans plan to gather as electors. So they confessed prior to the crime. Here's what Kelly said. If one of the electors discusses the process in a podcast, by definition, it's not all that secretive.
Yeah.
Well, I've told a story after the fact. We kept it secret. We were buying a little radio station in Waukesha up until it happened, and then we told people about it. So that doesn't seem like, you know, a very logical defense to me, but here's more. She said the secret location Feehan mentioned was the state Republican Party headquarters in Madison. That doesn't make it better. They met there beforehand so they could travel to the Capitol together. Troupas did not participate in their meeting, she said. Feehan and his colleagues now find themselves under a microscope. Oh, they got a microscope. I hope it's up there. You know what? Here are the names of the insurrectionist 10. One more time in case you'd forgotten them. Bob Spindell. He is a Republican appointee to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Andrew Hitt, attorney by trade, then chairman of the state Republican Party. He's been subpoenaed by the January 6th committee, as has Kelly Rue. She is the chairwoman of the 8th Congressional District GOP. Carol Bruder, vice chairwoman of the 1st Congressional District GOP. Scott Grabens, I know Scott. He's the chairman of the Dane County Republican Party. Bill Feehan, the podcaster. He's the chairman of the La Crosse County Republican Party. Kathy Kiernan, chairwoman of the 5th Congressional District GOP. Daryl Carlson, chairman of the 6th Congressional District GOP. Pam Travis, vice chairwoman of the 7th Congressional District GOP. And Mary Burstrand, vice chairwoman of the Midwest Region for the Republican National Convention. Do you notice a theme here? They all have these affiliations with this party, this club, if you will. One last part. Reporting about Feehan. Feehan did not say how the Republicans got in the Capitol or which room they used, and he did not return a phone call on Thursday. Here's what he said back on the podcast, though. We had to arrange to be let into the state capitol for our own legal defense. Are you listening to this? We had to arrange to be let into the state capitol because it was closed and locked under pandemic orders. We know we received citations for entry into the same building the very same week. Only we weren't there to try and overturn democracy, Fancy Brian. We were just doing a little First Amendment deviltry dropping off.
Spreading a little cheer.
And singing some Christmas carols. Rooms were reserved in the Capitol that day on behalf of State Republican Party by aides to Scott Fitzgerald, who at the time was the majority leader of the state Senate and who is now a member of Congress. It's unclear if Republicans used one of those rooms or gathered elsewhere in the Capitol. Feehan didn't say in his podcast why the Republicans had armed security. The Capitol Police Patrol and the Capitol patrol the Capitol and its grounds. I know, they're the ones that sent us the citations, aren't they, Fancy Brian?
Yes, they are.
844-967-2789, your thoughts?
I just think Cheesebro missed an opportunity because he probably could have gotten all of them to show up with a $100 gift card for Visa to go and collect from them.
Jack from Merrimack, welcome back. What do you got?
Yeah, it's pretty ironic. The Republicans who've been screaming, voter fraud, have become the fraudulent voters. And this is the only documented, and I mean well documented, they signed their names to the documents. Instance of widespread voter fraud, multiple states involved. They got to get on figure out a way out of this, and I don't think they can.
Well, there are a couple of law firms that are a little scrambly putting out statements, like where Andrew Hitt works, Jack. Here's a brief part of the statement. As a bipartisan institution, Michael Best, and let's not forget they were the lawyers of choice for Republicans during the redistricting, but bipartisan, they call themselves. Michael Best does not limit the rights of its employees and professionals to lawfully participate in the political and electoral process in a manner they choose outside of the law firm Michael Best Strategies. Yeah, but the allegations are this was illegal as hell. And your associate probably knew. Thank you to our fine guests. They include Bill Press, podcaster, pundit, friend of ours, and of course, the incomparable James Santel, former U.S. attorney. We always love it when Jim comes around. I'll sit pat, hold on to the wheel. Earl Ingram's next. Keep it locked. Devil Radio signing off here from the studio for the last time ever. Back better, greater on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You know what? I'm happy.